one, it's Madge Weinstein, lesbian, comma lesbian. And I am fat and bloated. And I want you should know that I'm in New York City in the Brooklands. I'm just waking up, sort of. Oh, Christ. I want to make the microphone louder. It's like it's something in the Macintosh going on. I don't like the way this audio changes itself every time I use the goddamn Skype. So who are you to think, Skype? Who are you to control my audio without telling me? You know? Okay, sound, I think, is the cunt role. Sound. Mac OS preference panes in the ass. Hello? No, that's not it. Or maybe this. Hello? Hello? Okay, I fixed it, but I also had to change the batteries. Oh my God, is this battery small too? Or low? Low? How do we say this? Small? Low? Oh well, you can get fucked too. Alright, so this is Madge Weinstein, comma, lesbian, comma, yeast, radio, comma, Sirius Stars 102. Home of, Channel 102 is also home of the Richard Simmons, which is right up there with Howard Stern and my favorite shows on the series. Although we only get Richard Simmons, I think, the once a week on the Sunday afternoon. I wish they had the Richard Simmons on more. But, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, you can't have everything. But it's such a good show. I always talk about it, but you know, I can't get enough Richard Simmons right. Oh, sorry about that sound. That's what I did when I was eating Cheryl's mother out. I made that sound because I got a little bit of mold in my throat. That's Cheryl Murkowski of Whorehole.org. Now, she and Wanted Wisdom's friend, well, I guess she's really a man, and this, you know, the person that plays the man, the woman, you know, which is ironic because she's actually more female sounding than I am. Her name is Bradley Trainer. So, well, let me tell you what happened. So the pod shows, the Joe Carpenter, who was in town for this, it's called the Pod Cramp, which is the same reason why I'm in sound. The same reason. He says to me, he says in email, he didn't really says it, but though I did talk to him the next day, but he says, Edge, are you prolapsed or prolapsed? We got two vaginas competing for the same prolapse. Sorry, that don't make no sense. Oh, I'm sounding more and more like Shereel every day because we hung out all weekends together. Too bad they had leaves. We had lots of fun with the Shereels and the Wanda Wisdom Brand, whatever the hell you call. Sorry, that's the beans. Those are the beans. Oh my God. Hello, hello. Hello, testing. But, you know, Griselda thought that, Wanda Wisdom had those collagen lips implants because her lips be big. Her lips be real big. And she also said, sorry, I gotta make more of this. She also be said, she also said that Wanda's face looks like it was about 10 times the size of her head. Like her face is, I don't know if you ever saw that movie Brazil with that lady, Catherine Hellman's, I think is the name. And she was in the movie Brazil. And there's a scene where she's getting plastic surgery in the future. And she's getting her face all stretched out. And it looks maybe like a wok. Yeah, like a wok. So Griselda says, why does Wanda Wisdom have a walk for a face? And I said, oh, that's because she lost the weight. She lost the weight. Yeah, she was happy about that or something. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Griseldine still hasn't gotten shot glasses. I'm leaving Sir tomorrow. So what's the parent? What's the parent of it? I got lips. There was something I was talking about. Oh, yeah, the Joe Carpenter from the pod show. He's the director of talents or something like that. I don't know what this title is. You know, everybody has important titles. I don't know what the fuck is this, but it's something like this. So I says, so he says in the email, Madge, we're having a downtime at the end of the, transliterating or something. So we're having a downtime on, that's what they call in the computer business, when the system is down. A downtime on Friday the 13th. Woo! And we're doing something special. So we're going to be down. But instead of having, just this page that says we're down, we're making the system better, and then Callie Lewis drinking some beverage, we're going to have all these different podcasts from the video podcasts from the pod shows, networks, color, and doing like special stuff. So he asked me, Madge Weinstein, bloated lesbian at large, to, I got fluff on my panties. This is disgusting. So I got fluff on my, because I was binging. You know, when I take my sleeping medication, I have to go to sleep. If I don't, I get really, really hungry and I binge. I ate about 3/4 of a humongous jug of marshmallow fluff. And hold on, don't let me forget the Joe Carpenter to finish. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1, oh my god, shit. It's not going, oh, 6-1000, 7-1000, 8-1000. Oh, I put way too much coffee, it's kind of exploding a little bit. 9-1000, oh fuck, this is not going to happen for me. Oh, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks. I put it all in wrong. Shit. Now, oh, did you hear that squish? It sounded like my gine. Moon G. They call me Minge Pox because I'm a disease. God. Oh, for God's sake. All right, let's try this again. Sorry about that. Sorry, I screwed up. Well, Griselda told me I have to tamp the coffee. Maybe I tamped it a little too much. So he says, we're going to put... So basically what they're doing is they're putting premieres on... Not that software, the Adobe premieres. Not good. But they're putting a premiere. Everybody's going to put a premiere, something that they've never shown, like a new show or a new episode, something that is exclusive for this particular thing. Which I think is quite smart, you know, because it's so much better than just having a downtime, you know. Why not take advantage of that space and make it, you know, a party for everyone? So one turd, that's uno turd, a singular turd, came over, and so did LaRilch. That's Cheryl Murkowski of whorehole.org. I should say Wanda, too. She's from the, what's that thing, Get Fucked or something. Some sideways with a spoon.com in your face or something like that. No, Wanda Wisdom is Lucky Bitch Radio. She's also from Lavender Magazine in the Minnesota. So we did something very special. It's a new show. You will only see it by going to podshow.com on Friday the 13th. And for the downtime. So it's kind of funny. I'm telling you to go to the system when it's down. So, and then I guess there's all these other shows like the Rumor Girls who are going to be on there too with new things. And I might have to prolapse for the event. We're doing a remote prolapse. I just decided with Shereel and I, I'm going to do a remote prolapse. Lips. I finally put up a new episode. We finally put up a new episode because it is a we. Like O-U-I. episode of Eat This Hot Show. So I think I finished with that story, so I guess that won't take the whole show. Okay, so it's 11 minutes. Let's see here. So it's 11 minutes. Okay, so it's it. Okay, so it's it. Okay, it's 9:10. I gotta leave at 10. I'm going to meet an acquaintance at 11:30. I'm staying in this fucked neighborhood a 1,000 miles away with the Sopranos. We went out here to eat. I mean, this place is really nowhere. But it's kind of nice because it's nowhere, you know, and it kind of feels like you have a little bit of space. It's not like in Williamsburger or those fucking yuppie, you know, horrible yuppie areas where you just can't, you know, walk two steps without a triple wide stroller hitting you in the face with fucking annoying bitches with their Starbucks cups everywhere. Oh, my vagina, vagina. Hello. Hello. Ugh. How long did Griselda say she's working today? I didn't even ask the thing. I don't mean to call her the thing. I mean to call Wanda Wisdom the thing. So we went to this pod camp. It's this weekend. And it was, I think it was successful. I liked it. And I want to tell you that this queen, her name is Mark Tafoya. And another queen, Tristan. And if I am excluding anyone, I apologize, but please let me know. But these two queens arranged this wonderful queer cast turd meetup. And being a socially anxious lesbian, I wasn't really social, but it was nice to be able to look at men's. And, you know, and look at the mating habits of gay men's, as I do, being a lesbian anthropologist, akin to the Margaret Meads, which is really what I am. I just don't brag that much. Let's try this again. So it was a wonderful party. Wait, 1, 1,000, 2, 1,000, 3, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 5, 1,000, 6, 1,000, 7, 1,000, 8, 1,000, 9, 1,000, 10, 1,000, 11, 1,000, 12, 1,000, 1,000, 11, 1,000, 12, 1,000. I think Wanda Wisdom fucked with this machine. Because it is not coming out with the cream like it's postered. God darn it to hell. Wanda, did you break this fucking machine? I will kick your ass, you bitch. Fat whore. Okay. Okay. Now it's set on the right setting, the grinder. Where's my creamer? Fucking duty hurt. You know what? This sucked. I don't think I should have tamped it like Griselda told me. Or maybe I tamped it too much. Anyway, we're going to not care and make a cappuccino out of it anyway because, you know, who gives a shit? It's not really a cappuccino. It's a soy milk estrogen latte. Everybody knows it's estrogen. Everyone knows it's estrus. Estrus. My hern hurts. Estrus. I got clit, and I know how to use it. Yeah, you rub the thing. So Tristan, and Isolde, that's an opera, but Tristan, what the hell's his last name? His podcast used to be called Interestin Podcast, and now he's got some, he changed the name of it, and I forgot what it is, and I don't have any, I'm not going to go fucking find all these business cards people gave me. I don't believe in cards. I've never given out business cards in my life. Even when I had them. Because they just, like, they're just, you know, big deal. I mean, everybody has internet, so if you want to find somebody, you Google them, don't you? Right? Of course, right. I don't know. Or maybe you don't. I guess I know. I mean, I know how I would find Tristan, because I would go to my Gmail. So I don't need a business card from him. Although he did give me one. There was a spelling error in it, though. But anyway, so that was Tristan of Interest in Podcasts. Remarkably Mark of the Remarkable Palette. He's also with Pod Show, and he does another one. The Food Network. He has a building a food channel on the Pod Show, and it's the food, the Gilded Fork. The Gilded Fork. So they did really did something amazing in working together and organizing this events. And, you know, it was so nice at this little gay bar with you know, eating each other's butts out in the smelly bathroom. Let's see if I can get the stink out like the Radiohead. Whoa, girl. Eat this. Holy Christ. What's going on here? Hello. Hello. Oh, my God. What the hell? Let's see. Oh, Prolipsian. Jesus. You know, this coffee machine is a little difficult for me. I'm wearing a shirt that says Shakenix. So they did a great job. And Mark Tafoya from the Remarkably Mark and the Gilded Fork. And I don't know if that's a restaurant of his or whatever. But so he also arranged this queer caster discussion group, which was very interesting. There are copies of it at his website, remarkablymark.com, I think. Or just go to Q Potter and he links to it there. And you can hear the discussion. I won't listen to it because I don't like hearing how dumb I sounded. But Randy Wicker was there. Randy Wicker's so great. He is a vlogger and a cloning advocate, and he's just great. So, all right. Aye. Wear it out. Come on, you know you like it. You want a whip. Whip it, whip it, whip it like the Devo. So anyway, we're going to talk politics? No, because I haven't followed. I don't know what the fuck's going on. There's some hostages. Did they get out or what? I don't know. It's so stupid. I'm tired of being the only one that fucking cares. I don't really care either. Nah. You know, during this thing we were shooting, and it's honestly, it's hysterical, this thing that's going to premiere on the pod show on the Friday the 13th. But while we were filming it, a Wanda Wisdom was rather professional, I will say. But that fucking Griselda, she just kept Shashaldin's her name, Shashaldin.com if you want to eat her abs. And she just kept laughing because, you know, the script was funny, which was basically a Sherrill thing. The script was pretty much Sherrill. And I was so frustrated. And then she started laughing. We had to do it 27 takes or something. And I said, "Lips, I'll kill you, you fucking bitches." No, but it took forever. I finally had to, like, make different cuts so they wouldn't laugh. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can answer me. Right. Right, you can. Candy man. Who can take a Prolips? Put it in my... Okay. I got this sciatic hunt. I think I got that sciatic hunt. Is that where your back hurts? I got that. Either that or kidney stones. I don't even know what those are. Oh, no. It hurts when I turn, so that's probably a sciatic hunt, right? I've had this pain ever since I was in Vassar. And what happened is I saw this big bulldozer of a dyke with hairy thighs, and she had a big hole in her pants. You know what I mean? Like a oval hole in her pants, and I could see her hairy ass through the pants. And I was so excited by this that I walked directly into a telephone pole, and it fell, and I hurt my back. And no, that's not it actually. That's not what happened. Oh well, something like that. Oh God, why did Griselda buy me sanitary pads for dogs? She's weird. It's weird when you buy, like, things that are just stupid for people. You know, because I do it too. Like, douches and stuff. I mean, why? You know? Why do you buy a douche for me? Well, because I need a clean vagina. Could that be why? You ever think of that? Huh? You ever think maybe you need a clean vagina sometimes? Clean lips. Clean lips. Does anybody remember that we were talking about this? By the way, so we recorded Ethan's Hot Show with Lady Bunny. She was fabulous as always. That show is posted already. You can go listen to it now. Thus and so, I think I'm done with you. I might as well just make it 24 minutes so I can make it a full serious show. Serious Stars 102, Adam Curry's Pod Show. Oh, it's over already. I already did it. We're at 28 minutes now. Well, let's go ahead and end it anyway the proper way. So then I can paste this at the end of the serious portion. You can go to Yeast Radio for the rest. This is a lesbian. This is a dyke. This is Madge. And I'm a fat one. I don't know what's wrong with my mail. What's happening is it's not sending me the attachments. So if you've been sending me stuff, I still have them. And I will play them. So don't worry. Did I play Sam Idol? I think I did. Didn't I? Did I not play that yet? Oh, fuck. Oh, I played it on the part that got deleted, so I'll play it again. So we have a Slam Idol thing here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Might have to make fun of it, though. Sorry, Simone.
Well, it started out quite friendly as they were audio blogging while they were writing.
Prolapse.
But now the gloves are off. The competition is hotting up. It's time for you, the listeners, to decide the winner. The contenders, Larry Winfield.
Extrapolate from the corner. The movable ground zero. The Skid Row borderlands. Same old badlands. It's why the movie crews love it here.
Nick Treadwell.
But as the moon appears in the darkening sky, I feel my spirit soar on high.
Though his mouth moved, I heard no sound. Though there was no sound, I felt every word. Every syllable pierced my body, and I struggled to hold my balance.
Dominic O'Rourke.
I am too afraid to ask, to open that box, to determine a state of flux, to stroke Schrodinger's cat.
Paula Small. Wow.
Frustration beads on the necks while cacophony sounds familiar, providing beats and rhythms syncopated as people sleep in the streets.
And Harry Lafnir.
So your turn to judge if I've met you halfway. You know where I stand, what do you say? Is this all such a bad idea?
Listen in full and cast your votes at slamidolpodcast.com.
Oh yeah, I am so totally there. We actually, who coincidentally is a friend of a friend because he knows Jay Dead because he works at MNN, the Manhattan opening theme, a cable channel or whatever.
You know what? I'll play a different.
You know what I mean? So I prolapsed my vagina, and that's my little segue. I prolapsed my lips.
Let's see. Okay.
Tell me where you first met Max Weinstein.
Yeah, I was in a public toilet in Chicago. I was taking a shit, and she knocked on the door, and she.
I got a hole. I got a hole and a prole. She's got lips. She's got hole. She's got prole.
Sorry,
because she walks just like a prole lips.
What was I gonna do?
She talks.
Wait.
Just like prole lips. How do I stop my vagina from chafing against my underpants? I think it's because I've been losing some of the weight.
So you didn't even hear that, did you? Played the wrong thing.
Also, a lot of people were there. The gay trucker was there. He was hammered, and then he went to go fucked up the ass in a gay bar.
Here we go. The right way.
I didn't get to go.
Tell me where you first met Max Weinstein. Yeah, I was in a public toilet in Chicago. I was taking a shit, and she knocked on the door, and she said, "Have you got any toilet roll?" So I gave her a little bit of toilet roll, and we just started talking. You know, I'm sitting there with my pants down my ankles, and she's like, "Hey, I'm Madge Weinstein from East Radio. Take a listen sometime, you know? Thanks for the toilet roll." I'm like, "Hey, no problem, lady. Hope you enjoy your shit." And that's how we met, and the rest is history. I love that girl.